It's a great day. My name is Che Brown, the happy entrepreneur, and welcome to the Happy Entrepreneur Show, the number one business development and revenue-focused late-night show in the country where we are on a mission. And our mission really is to inspire. Our mission is to empower. And our mission is to provide you, the entrepreneur, with all of the resources that are necessary to execute that big vision you have for the people you were called to serve. And on this episode, we have the one and only Dr. Sitsi, who's in the building, and she'll be talking about mastering life and career transition. Doc, how are you today?
I am great, Shay. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. I know you saw a number of patients all day, and depending on what time it is and when they're watching, you're still here and you're present. Now, I'm curious. We're going to be talking about mastering life and career transitions. And transitions mean different things to different people. So a two-part question, if I can. Number one, why do people struggle? Well, what type of transitions are they going through? That'll be good, so we all have some idea what you're thinking. And then number two, why are they struggling? I mean, it seems like they know it's going to be a transition. They know it's coming. So why the struggle, if there is a struggle?
I love that question. So, you know, transition means a whole lot, depending on the person. For those that may not know, I am actually an immigrant. I am originally from Zimbabwe. And so I'm well accustomed to transitions. I moved to the United States in the early 2000s. And so that was certainly a transition. And so for me, transition is personal. It has meant leaving the familiar, my own home country of Zimbabwe, to somewhere new, the United States. Transition also has meant moving around from state to state. I've lived in Michigan, I've lived in Kentucky and Minnesota now, but also transition for me is a mindset. It's about thinking about leaving some of those old patterns of thinking and moving towards something better ahead, which could potentially be unfamiliar. I know you asked about why do people potentially struggle with transition? Yeah. I think that one of the challenges that we all face is familiarity. I don't know if you can relate to that, Shay. We all want to stay in that comfort zone is what I call it, right? Don't we all love that comfort zone? And so the question becomes, though, when something opens up, a new job opportunity, an opportunity to move to this great land that I call the United States, that has made me the dentist that I am and the entrepreneur and successful woman that I am, was I going to make the decision to stay where I was or to move up? For me, transition is really sometimes a challenge because we want to stay in that comfort zone. And so that's what I would say with that.
You know, you talk about staying in the comfort zone and you talk about dealing with the mental health side of it. There's a challenge that folks have. What do you say to the person that's listening right now that says, whoa, Shay, she needs to understand that I'm a leader too. I'm a leader in my family or I'm a leader in my community. Or some folks that are watching are leaders at the office. And many folks that are watching right now, they're dualpreneurs. They work full-time jobs and they're a full-time entrepreneur. And they might be curious, okay, but I have a lot going on. What is her view of the world on managing different priorities and trying to get things done without being overstressed? And that's the question. I want to expand my comfort zone, but there's a lot of stress and a lot of pressure. I got a lot of responsibility. So what's the question? How does Doc deal with stress and mental stress? Understanding these are very busy folks out there.
Well, I can relate to the busy life. Some of you all know I wear many hats. I'm a dentist by trade. I am a trainer, a coach, a speaker. And then, of course, life. You know, I have my personal life. And so let me go back to the pandemic, because that's really what I can really connect us all to. During the pandemic was the first time, I would say, since I had begun my training and transition as a professional, to really probably take that pause and actually rest and think about my life. And I came to the realization that I had taken a lot over the last decade to build up my career as to become an early professional. But at the same time, I actually realized that even though on paper I was, you know, a dentist by trade, and that's pretty much was my sole focus, I was experiencing a lot of stress internally. And I got to the point even in 2021 where, you know, and I've become very candid about this, where I kind of sank into this deep, dark hole. And in fact, I sank into a depression. And I began to realize that, okay, the stress that I had been experiencing all along was not just stress because I had taken on a lot. It was because I had not really discovered what my purpose was, why I was here, and what I was supposed to do in terms of added value beyond what I had been doing by trade. And so for me, stepping out into the unfamiliar, which was to start this business, Higher Mountaintops, as the founder, I knew that it would come with taking on a different avenue and more responsibility. But I also knew that the stress that came and had built up over the years was not because of my the amount that was on my plate. It had to do with some of the mindsets that I had. And it also had to do with the fact that I had not discovered who I was. And so I guess my advice for the viewers, think about when you are feeling stressed out. What is the root cause of this stress? Is it potentially, it could be how much you're taking on, but it could also be how you're viewing things. And so that's what I would say. The stress is not always exacerbated by taking on more. Sometimes it's how we're looking at ourselves and the view of the world.
You talk about looking at yourself, and thanks for being so open and transparent with us. And you talk about looking at yourself. Is there self-talk? Now, this might be off. Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get into her backstory. I know some of you have read her bio. You know how famous she are. Others are like, Shay, I don't know what's going on. I just tuning in. Some of you are at the gym right now, listening on your podcast right now. Some of you downloaded. Some of you are watching this live. I get it. Okay, we'll get to her story in a moment, a little more about her backstory. But I'm curious, not to interrupt you, but do you have self-talk? Are there things that you tell yourself, or did you recommend to someone's listening saying, well, she keeps saying everything's inside me. Are there affirmations that she tells herself? Is there self-talk? She helps get herself kind of back on track again? And if so, what are they? What do you tell yourself?
All right, so here are some of the affirmations that I say to myself. I always remind myself that I've got this. Number one, I also, as a woman of faith, remind myself that God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And I also remind myself that I am resilient.
I am visible. I love that, by the way. Now, folks, I want to know, you gave us a little sneak peek here and there on who are you, who's talking to us, who's making all these things that we need to do to go through life and career transitions. So you know the story, you know the question, who are you? What's your backstory? But here's the part they really, I'm sure, at least I want to know, maybe I'm the only one, which is, what was that defining moment that you knew that stepping into leadership and helping other folks was going to be your jam? Right. We want to know the backstory and the history, but they're like, when did you decide, you know what? Because you could be right now, you could be in your practice as a dentist and just loving life. And that's one way to serve. But no, you decide you want to come out here and help other folks really live the life they truly deserve. And you don't have to do that. So question, what's the backstory? Talk to us, Doc.
I love sharing the backstory. So the backstory is the following. As I reiterated, the pandemic had passed, the main core part of it in 2020. And then in 2021, I found myself at the height of my career, you know, year five as a practicing dentist. And I thought to myself, for some reason, I had the insight to look 30 years from now. Where was I going to be and what legacy was I going to leave? And I state that because that's exactly the revelation that I got. And I knew that while I was going to continue to have an impact on my patient's chair side, that there were other gifts. And the reason why I mention that is over the years, when I reflect, I used to go out to schools, I would volunteer and connect with people, share some of my the lessons that I had learned. And people would always be wowed. Wow, that was amazing. You just have this natural ability to connect. And so while I did not know what that avenue was going to be, I went on a, we'll say, a search. I was seeking a new direction. And so long story short, I ended up joining the Maxwell Leadership Team, which then led me to open up other networks. And I eventually ended up meeting my mentors who had an entrepreneur program. And at the time I joined out of curiosity, I said, you know what, let me just learn something a little different. And throughout that time that I spent in that boot camp, it opened up the door for me to be aware. And awareness is the key, that there were other opportunities for me to add value as a speaker, as well as a coach. And I will say the birth of Higher Mountaintops, which is my business, was then the fall of 2021, where I decided that I wanted to leave a legacy to help other early professional women prepare for their own career transition. And long story short, this revelation came because of my own experience. And I have now become that coach that I needed, as well as that support system to inspire the next generation of leaders. And so for me, it's really a full circle moment for me to become the person that I would have desired to become. And I will do this over the next three decades.
Wow. Thanks for sharing. I just love it. This is just an incredible, incredible story. Take a moment, if you can, for someone that says, oh, I need help right now. Does she have three ideas, Shay, that I can use? I'm going through a life transition right now, and I want it to be as smooth as possible. But ladies and gentlemen, she's giving you a lot already, but don't worry. She has more. No, don't worry. She has more. So can you mind sharing maybe three steps or maybe a couple ideas that someone needs to do when they're going through a transition?
Yes, I love that, that you asked that question, because I do have a journal that will be coming out for those that are not aware. It's called Mastering Career Transitions. And some of the lessons that I have learned are actually strategies that I learned along the journey. I believe that some of the tools that have been essential for me, because I speak from experience, and I'm here to share something that may help someone else. Number one, consistency. You know, whether or not you're going through a life or career transition, because I do believe life and career converge. You know, when you show up in the room or in the boardroom or whether in life, some of the things that the way that we show up, it's very similar. And so number one, I would say consistency. And what that has meant to me is, let me give a real candid example. I felt at the beginning of my entrepreneur journey that I was running at 10X. I was kind of getting trapped in the comparison trap, but I was also feeling that maybe I need to do more. And I found myself at one point even feeling like I was burning out. And I remember talking to my coach, and one of the greatest advice that she gave me was that, you know what, why don't you focus on being consistent? And for me, that has meant, for the viewers, my one advice would be, I would rather actually have you have a consistent schedule, maybe do 5 hours in a week, working on your cold calls, or that could be whatever life transition that you could be working on. Being consistent on a weekly basis over putting in that stretch of 20 hours in a day, and then the next 4 weeks, you expended so much energy that you don't have it in you to be consistent. So consistency versus intensity would be my first advice. My second point of advice would be to define success for yourself. Along the journey to navigating transitions, whether it's life and career, it's very important for you to be very clear what success means for you. For me, success is no longer about results and the end goal. It is about achievement, but also peace of mind. I need to enjoy the journey, and that is what will sustain you in the long run. You got to be having fun. You have to be enjoying the journey. And lastly, this is one of my unique pieces of advice. I want you to be able to laugh and have joy. For many years along my decade-long journey to building my career as a dentist, whether I was going through my training or becoming this dental professional, I lost that joy. And so for now, over the years, I've begun to rekindle that joy. And so for me, that means being silly, having fun with my friends, and really just being that joyful person. And so I do believe those are the three, just the three for today I will share, for sure. Super essential. Have that joy, for sure.
I love it. You know, as I'm listening to you, we have a segment here called Today is My January 1st. And this is probably a great segue over, because today is my January 1st. Now, for those folks who tune in every night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you know what I'm about to do. You can go and echo those magical words right now. Today is my January 1st. Doesn't that just feel good? Happy New Year to you. And for all of my new folks who tune in for the very first time, today is my January 1st. First, let me say welcome to the Happy Entrepreneur family, by the way. But today is my January 1st is our personal mantra here. It represents a fresh start. It means you get a do-over. It says the past, no matter how dark and gloomy that past is or how bright and sunny that past is, the past no longer equals the future. And so my question to you is this. Over the last, for you, Doc, when you hear those words, today is my January 1st, what do you hear? And number two, what was another one of your January 1st moments where there was a setback? Maybe your life's been perfect. We're going to find out. And you had to bounce back from it.
I love that, actually. That is so perfect, Shay. Today is my January 1st. For me, it means new beginnings. It means that at the start of the year, I had my goals. I'm going to be candid with you all. And even if there was a few that I did not quite catch up to or attain, that... as long as I have today, April 2nd, that I can get right back on track. So that's what that means to me. And then the second part of your question, I think I've
What learned... was the moment you had a setback that you had to bounce back from, and how did you do it?
Mm-hmm. I've had many setbacks in life. I guess one of my signature stories is I'm going back to my training. Some know this story that in my final year as a dental student, I had to take three sets of dental board exams. And I did not fail once, fail twice, fail three times, fail four times. I had to attempt my dental board exams a total of 10 times. And I eventually passed between May and December my board exams. And that was a huge setback. But that is the story that I share of a setback, and that turned into a comeback. And from that moment, I always reflect on that moment. It tells me that I am able to overcome any obstacle that comes my way.
Hold on. Whoa, that was just perfect. Can I pause? Give me 1 second, then we're going to continue on. So with that being said, and you sharing that, I love today's my January 1st, and I love hearing those stories as you share it. You know, one of my favorite questions to ask when I have time, and I have time now, and I'm going to make the time, is what's one of the best pieces of advice you've ever been given? Now, I'm going to frame it for the audience so they're aware this is an unfair question, okay? She's had many mentors along this journey of life, I'm sure. She's had mentors from the books she's read, the experiences she's had, videos she's watched. But I'm going to ask her to think back in her brain and say, wow, the best piece of advice I've ever been given. What was it, number one? And number two, why is it so near and dear to you?
Love that. As you were speaking, it came right to me. So one of the best pieces of advice that I have received actually is from my mentor and my bonus mom, Angela Hooper Manyfield. And she says that she talks a lot about authenticity frequently in my conversations with her. And I remember her saying that it's important for you to show up, not just, you know, authentically. But I remember her saying that when you create that space for that authenticity, to show up fully as who you are, it opens up the door for everything else, meaning the sky is the limit. And I remember trying to process that initially. What does she mean, the sky is the limit? For me, that has meant that has meant a lot to me, because I think what she was trying to tell me is that I was enough, and that I did not need to be somebody different in the different spaces. And the backstory of that is, over the years, I was on a search of finding who I was. And I felt that at many times, I was not showing up in the different spaces as myself. Many people don't know I'm an introvert. I am an introvert. And for many years, I thought, you know what, maybe in order for me to be this leader, even this entrepreneur that I have, am, that I need to be an extrovert. And so now I have actually discovered that being my authentic self, being this introvert, being able to read rooms and connect with people in a different capacity, that is actually my superpower. And so for me, that has meant opening up the door for me to really bring something unique to the table. And so that's why that's really meant a lot for me to get that advice.
And now I'm curious, it's, as you was talking, I'm like, wow, she's out saving the world. She's making a difference. She's doing everything possible. What does Doc do when she's not saving the world? What does she do for fun? What does she do to relax? What does she do to just get out and have a good time? So here's the question. What do you do for fun these days?
I love that question. So actually, I love to travel. I was actually just in Tampa, Florida, not too long ago, and been to Michigan. Those have been some of my recent travels. But I also enjoy, I think we talked about laughter. For me, when I'm with my friends or with my family or chatting it up, connecting with old acquaintances, it's really about, are we going to have a good time? Meaning we got to laugh. Okay, we got to be silly. If we got to get a movie in there, if we got to do some karaoke on the cruise, for me, it's really about having that good time and that joy and that laughter. And then also, for those that don't know, I love, of course, some of my sporting events and just love to go to concerts. And so for me, it's really about just enjoying that time, whether I'm traveling to Michigan or just having a good time, enjoying laughter and going to the different concerts as well.
Now, you can't talk about concerts and not tell us what type of concert. I mean, you just can't leave us hanging. She's like, oh, I love going to concerts as well. I mean, yeah. Hey, what type of music does she listen to? I mean, we're curious. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to let her leave here, okay? She's going to share with us. So what type of concerts do you like?
So I've been to quite a few concerts. Let me put out what my favorite is, because we gotta, you know, not be too biased out here. One of my favorite concerts that I had been to actually was Stevie Wonder. It was like a 3.5 hour concert. I want to say when I was in Kentucky, that was one of my favorite. I also enjoy me some R&B. So whether that is, I have not gone to see her yet, but I would love to see Fantasia. I actually also have Brandy on there. So Brandy, if you're going to be on tour, let's make this happen. As well as, of course, I enjoy me some Kirk Franklin as well. But I have a couple artists on my to-do that I would like to do, but Brandy is definitely, and Adele. Hopefully in the near future will be coming up next.
I love it, man. I love it. I love all the things that you're doing. Keep doing God's work. You're making a big difference. We appreciate you. As we come down the home stretch, I do have a question before we close out, which is leadership. And I know leadership is something that you're involved in. You help folks in what they do every single day. When you think of the word leadership, again, another loaded question, what does leadership mean to you these days, and what does it look like to you?
Mm-hmm. I love that question. So I'm well acquainted things that I've learned from listening to John Maxwell. And so I've kind of latched on to what he talks about in terms of leadership is influence, and not necessarily a positional title. And I'm well aware of that when I'm in the room. even if they don't know that I'm a dentist, because I don't always introduce myself as Dr. Sitzy. Funny enough, that they know that I'm going to have influence in what I say in the room. And so I see myself as a leader, whether or not people are aware. Leadership as well is about modeling what I'd like to see. And so I believe that change begins with me. And so just having that awareness of the influence that I have through my actions and my words is really what leadership is about. And so that's why I encourage mentees and those that are within my influence to understand that leadership is something that we all have within us.
Yeah, one of the things that I admire most about you is when I first met you, how you not only the way you see her today, ladies and gentlemen, is the way she really is. Okay, very humble, very, very down to earth. We were at an event. I was volunteering, and she treated me as if I was a celebrity and I was a rock star, and that really meant a lot. I still recall that because everyone doesn't do that. I'm not gonna call any names and poking fingers at anyone, but you know, sometimes when you're a volunteer, they treat you like you're just the lowest person on a totem pole. But she spoke to me very friendly and had a great conversation. So thanks for all you're doing. I want to give you an opportunity as we close out to maybe share words of encouragement to someone that's listening now, that's watching their entrepreneurs. They've had some high highs and some low lows. They've had some twists and some valleys, some good and some bad, if you want to call it that. And they're like, hey, you know, what are some words you may have to encourage me to really empower me as I'm listening? Ladies and gentlemen, I put her on the spot. She said I can ask any question I want. She ain't give me a list of sometime to give me a list of questions saying, Shay, you can't deviate from any of these questions. But no, not Dr. TC. She's like, let's just have a conversation. Let's just talk to the people. So I'm going to ask her if she'll take a minute or two and just share her words of encouragement. If you're out there right now, you lean in, because here's someone that has all the training. Yes, we're kinder spirits in the John Maxwell world. We're both certified and all that cool stuff. But she also has a history in understanding human psychology, which is really, really important. So she's aware of DISC and so many other ways to connect with you as a human being. So what's my question? What are your words of encouragement or empowerment that you have to those folks that are listening right now as we close out?
I love that because I always like to leave something for those that are listening and the viewers. I will say that number one, as Shay mentioned, I'm just like you. And I say that frequently, it sounds cliche, but understand that if you know where I came from, not just being an immigrant coming to this country and being where I am, it's really a testament, my story. That all things are possible. Coming all the way from Zimbabwe as an immigrant, becoming one of the few people in my field as a Black woman, less than 4% even Black people within my field, it's really a testament that all things are possible. The fact that I am also an entrepreneur and have pivoted to the different avenues and adding value as I am is a testament that all things are possible. My other point of advice would be to persevere. I shared with you all that my story of failure, and the failure did not stop during my time as a dental student. As an entrepreneur, we know that mindset is everything. And so I would encourage those that are listening that you are not alone. Transition is not something that is easy. But it's those of us who have the courage to step outside of our comfort zone and to see the greater picture of those that will be better off by us stepping out and adding value to others. Those are the ones that will be remembered in history. And when I speak of that, you do not need to be a president. You do not need to be the mayor of whatever town you may be living in order to have that influence and to leave a legacy and for history to remember you. And so my encouragement is that just as I have begun this journey in just 2.5 years and had this great impact, I want to encourage you that you too can do it. And if you don't have that community and you are an early professional woman that is looking to seek a new direction and is not sure what that next step is, you know, I encourage you as well to reach out to me, www.highermountaintops.com. And so I hope people will take away not just where I am positionally, but where I came from and understand that the sky is the limit. And if this girl years ago from Zimbabwe can do it, you too, I'm 100% can do it. Absolutely.
You too, 100% can do it. Well, thank you so much for being on the Happy Entrepreneur Show. How can folks connect with you, by the way? Is there a website, a place they can connect with you online? How can they best connect with you to stay in this conversation over and beyond the time that we have? I know some of them want to do it.
Absolutely. You can connect with me at my website, www, and I always emphasize, higher mountaintops.com.
www.highermountaintops.com. Thanks so much for being on the Happy Entrepreneur Show, Doctor. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And thank you. Thank you to viewers. Thank you for tuning in, by the way, because without you, well, we don't have a show. So we appreciate every single one of you. I want you to know, as you're watching right now, as you're listening, that you are amazing, that you really are incredible. I never get tired of telling you that at 11:30, 11 o'clock at night, every night, that you are an amazing human being. You're an entrepreneur. You're someone that's special. We appreciate you. And that I believe that today is your January 1st. And because of just that one reason alone, your best is still yet to come. They ain't seen it yet. Your best is yet to come. Your best is yet to come. With that being said, my name still is, hasn't changed, Che Brown, the Happy Entrepreneur. Make it a great day, everyone. And we'll make some good things how we connect again next time. God bless and peace. Bye. We out.
Bye.